My thought tells my stem cells what to do. My thought tells my stem cells what to do. Now, science has done research and deeply researched, and they have found that stem cells are not only 10,000 new stem cells born every day in the brain, but stem cells are born throughout our body every day. And our body has new cells throughout its lifetime until finally, in a period of time, every cell in the body is new, brand new. It's replaced. Not all at the same time, but it's replaced. But my thought tells my stem cells what to do. So what? Here I have this group of stem cells in my body, all running around not knowing what to do because they're born brand new, and they're born into the body. They're born next to other cells who no longer are stem cells, but they're now active cells in the heart, the lungs, and wherever they may be. And the cells are doing their job, and sometimes they're doing a miserable job, and sometimes they're doing a good job, but mostly they're doing a good job. But my thoughts tell my stem cells what to do. These stem cells are like an undirected army, an undirected regiment of men ready to go marching along, and they're just ready to go, and they're ready to do whatever we bid them to do. We say, attention, we say, forward march, and we tell our stem cells what to do just like they're an army. But most of the time, we have gotten away from telling our stem cells what to do. Most of the time, we have gotten away from this, and so now we have all sorts of medical attitudes that are going on, saying how stem cells can heal this and heal that, and they can, but the thing is, not quite the way that they're being programmed to do it. They want to intravenously shoot into the body in various areas stem cells that will help the bloodstream or help the brain or help the bones or do whatever is necessary to do. And it works. But we're fighting it. We're fighting it because some stem cells we're calling pluriplanted stem cells that are able to reproduce and bring about any condition they want. And other stem cells we're calling limited stem cells that only work with the blood, or they only work with the heart, or only work with various organs. That they're already designed where they're supposed to be working. Well, no, that's okay. But that's going at it the hard way. When we do our meditations and we say, I'm whole and perfect, my heart is whole and perfect, my lungs are whole and perfect, my feet are whole and perfect. No, we go through every step of our body and we don't have to do that. And we say it's whole and perfect, but it's good to keep your mind on the idea that it's all whole and perfect. So, when we think of the stem cells as being individualized stem cells, differentiated, ready to do a specific work, then we think they don't do other work. And here is where we are mistaken. The stem cells, whether they are differentiated or not, they do all the work. They're part of a beautiful package. They're part of a beautiful program. They're part of a beautiful symphony, a part of a beautiful marching band, marching group, who are doing harmoniously whatever it is that you have chosen for them to do. Whatever it is that you have decided by your command, because you're in charge of your body and you're in charge of your stem cells and you're in charge of everything, by your command, what you want them to do. Now, if you want them just to work in one little area, that's all fine and dandy too. If you want them to work on the broader picture, that's fine and dandy too. The stem cells are like a beautiful, air, you might say. Everywhere present, everywhere doing its beautiful, wonderful thing. And everywhere that this stem cell or air is, the body responds in perfection. But the body doesn't always get the message, because the body is told other things. The body is told it is not good. The body is told that the air it breathes is not good, that the blood it has is not good, that things are not good. And of course, the body just responds to whatever you, the master, tell it to do. The body just responds to whatever you, as the person in charge, tell it what to do. Now, what is it that you're telling your body to do? How are you telling your body to respond to whatever it is that is in there? Now, you know that your cells are all doing wonderful jobs. You know that they're all working very diligently, and they're there to do a particular thing that you ask them to do. Now, my thought tells my stem cells what to do. So I say to my stem cells, you are divine, and you know your perfect work, and your perfect work is to return to my original purity and integrity. That's the work of the stem cells. To return to my original purity and integrity. To return to my original purity and integrity. To return to my original purity and integrity. To be my original purity and integrity. To be my, not to return there, but to be it, to be it, to be it, and to recognize that I am it. Now, can I say to myself, I am my original purity and integrity? Can I say that? Yes, I can. Now, do I say that? No, I don't, because I look at appearances, and by looking at appearances, I empower them to be my reality. Now, do I want appearances to be my reality, or do I want reality to be my reality? Who am I? What am I? Where am I going? What am I doing? What are my values? And my thoughts tell my stem cells what to do. My stem cells are able to do any job that is there to be done. Every stem cell is able to do that. Now, we have told some of our stem cells that they're designed, they're differentiated. They're designed to be a nose, or to be an ear, to be eye, or to be whatever aspect of our inner body. And they're not. Because all stem cells come at our birth and are universal, are ready to be any part of the body. The sperm and the egg get together, and they don't have a bunch of differentiated stem cells in them. They don't have a bunch of differentiated stem cells that say eye, ears, nose, and throat. They have only one type of stem cell, and that is the universal stem cell. The stem cell that is everything, that is undifferentiated, that can do anything. And that's what you have today. You have those same stem cells today in you, in every part of your being. You can be anything you want to be. Your stem cells will take care of anything you want them to take care of if you choose that is what your reality is. And that's what I choose. Now, my thought tells my stem cells what to do. So I tell my thoughts, now you tell my stem cells what to do. You're the master. And you say, okay, stem cells, you're my original purity and integrity. You're my original purity and integrity. That's all we have to say. Because our original purity and integrity is the ideal that we are, is our divine self, is our divine reality. It's all that matters. It's all that matters. That's who we are. My original purity and integrity. That's who we are. We always were, we always will be. We have drifted away from it in our thought occasionally. Now let's all bring our thought back to it. My thought tells my stem cells what to do. Hey, go to work. Be my perfect self. You're my original purity and integrity. You're my divine self. You are the wholeness, the goodness, the magnificence, the wonder, the magic, the beauty that I am. My thoughts tell my stem cells what to do, and my stem cells say, okay, whatever you say, Dad, you're in charge. Whatever you say, you're the master. My thoughts are the master of my body. My thoughts are the master of my stem cells. My thoughts are the master of all that I am. And all that I am is good and very good. This is my reality. This is all that matters. This is who I am. And I am good and very good. I am the ideal. I am the divine, and I am that right now and forevermore. This is my reality.